gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
Sinful and scandalous and outrageous, frankly. Warren Ingram, what is? I think you've embraced South Africa's liberal attitude towards Dacha with more enthusiasm than I might otherwise have thought you would.
Well, I mean, the economy needs to heat up, and let's get cracking. Let's get smoking.
No, we're not getting cracking. That's a bridge too far. Why are you playing Dopehead songs?
Because I think we need to look at some alternative investments out there and look at what's going on around the world and where can we find value and exciting opportunities in a time where, frankly, everyone seems really afraid and really negative everywhere. Everyone's fearful about what's going on in South Africa and so depressed here, I think artificially so. And then I think and then internationally, Trump and Turkey and China, and they're causing enormous fear for investors. And I think maybe just to look at a bit of perspective about what's going on. And the first one that really struck me based on our beloved Constitutional Court is, that there are some really alternative investments out there that are doing incredibly well at the moment.
And those alternative investments, so what we're doing tonight, we are quite serious about this, by the way, is that we're looking at investment opportunities internationally. We often focus on local exchange traded funds. We appreciate that very few people have got the ability to take money out of the country, to convert money into dollars, and then to embark on a process of identifying somebody to help them internationally to make investments. But tonight, we need to talk about some of those international opportunities. And with all of the levity around the legalization of personal consumption of Dacha in South Africa, we spoke on Tuesday night to the Business Insider Science and Technology reporter in the United States, talking about this huge explosion in investments in the world of marijuana as the United States opens its markets to new ways of thinking about the use and the cultivation and the exploitation of marijuana, of Dacha. And you're suggesting that we should be looking to exploit that opportunity from an investment perspective, I stress to say.
Legally, from an investment perspective.
Gotcha.
So nothing illegal going on. And we in my offices, we have this very conservative man that's been saying to myself and my colleague for quite some time now, one really needs to explore this cannabis market. It's really, it's worthwhile exploring. And we obviously just guffawed at him and carried on. And then this week, I thought, well, in prep for the show, let me have a look at this, now that the Constitutional Court's made their ruling. And I nearly fell off my chair in the most sober way possible, because there are actually quite a few different companies that are listed on the US and in the Canadian stock exchanges that trade and deal with the broader cannabis industry, whether it's supplying the pipes and the infrastructure for the industry or growing or whatever the deal is. And in fact, nowadays, and I know it's not going to surprise you, there's even an exchange traded fund that's listed in the US, and it's called the Alternative Harvest ETF, exchange traded fund. And for 1 year, for the last 12 months, that one exchange traded fund is up 31%.
Bubble.
Well, possible. I think there are a couple of things to understand about this. Is when I look at something like this, I start with an enormous amount of skepticism, because it just feels to me like, we're looking at another crypto bubble here.
Yeah.
And let's kind of move on and worry about real business. But actually, what we're talking about here is more of a consumer driven issue, or consumer driven business, with real product being, going through real shops, being bought by real people, with real income and real expenses, and at the end of it, real profits. And the thing that interested me was there's a very large brands business or beverages business called Constellation Brands, known probably to South Africans because one of the things they own is Corona beer.
Okay.
They bought into a company called Canopy Growth Corporation. And they spent $3.8 billion buying into this business. They didn't buy the whole business. They just bought in. And Canopy Growth Corporation over 12 months has gone up 496% in its share price. So we're talking about a real thing here. We're talking about a real industry. And one of the things that's happening that's driving this right now in the last couple of months is that the Canadian government is, for quite some time already has legalized the use of cannabis in the medical market, so for medicinal cannabis use. But from October, and I think it's the 17th, I'm speaking on a correction on the exact date, it will be legalized for private use. And so now all of a sudden, the big consumer brands, even the venerated Coca-Cola are looking at this market. So it becomes something to consider.
Okay, how do we invest in it though? Because they're going to be crooks and charlatans. They're going to be snake oil salesmen and dope salesmen on every corner. How does one legitimately go about taking a stake in the future?
Well, my view would be on something like this is either go and look at that, an exchange traded fund where it's buying into a range of the actual companies involved in the industry, and those are all listed companies. So that's the important point here. These are companies that have actually met the criteria to be listed. Their results are, especially in the US market, incredibly transparent. Their financials are.
I'm going to throw Steinhoff in your direction, and that was without the assistance of any illicit substances that nonsense broke out. But yes, I simply mean to say that,
Now you're being cynical.
All the boxes are ticked. There is a level of transparency. But again, I want you to go in with your eyes wide open if you're going to go down this prickly path.
And possibly don't go and buy the share that's gone up 496% in the last 12 months, because that's not necessarily the one that's going to go up, even 30% or 15% in the next 12 months. Just do your homework if you're going to look at it. But I think I really was using that one just because it was topical for now as an illustration to say, it's not just tech companies out there that are looking at new ways of doing things. Sometimes it's just about a change in regulation that can cause, an upsurge in a relatively, well, actually a very old industry that now becomes new again.